You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Welcome to the Britpop Show. Can I just try something? I've been trying this for weeks. Don't know if it's going to work, but I owe it to Brian to give it a go. Brian has been requesting Cosmic Castaway by Electricity for weeks. Now, let me see if this works. Oh, my God, it's actually going to work. Brian, this one's for you. From the soundtrack to Titan AE, that's Electricity with Cosmic Castaway. And if you've got any requests, you know what to do. Just ask at the Britpop Show or hit the button on the app if you're listening live. Hit the button and make a request. If you're not listening live, not really much point in doing it for this show. But if you ask during the week at the Britpop Show on Twitter, I'll get it on for you. Don't worry. It only took Brian about 4 weeks. Fans of Electricity, stay tuned because Electricity are re-releasing their debut album on Spotify this Friday. I was speaking to their lead guitarist, Steve, about it. They don't know a lot about it. They think the record company's probably done it or something. But that's the one it's got loads of bangers on it, including the original Morning Afterglow. It's got Angels on it. It's got some really, really good stuff on it. Queen of the Crimson Nile, all, brilliant. Strawberry Sunrise, it's all on there. It's out on Friday. Why not give it a listen? You probably haven't heard it in a while. It's not available on vinyl. Might as well go and get it on Spotify. Right, 30 years since Supergrass released this song.
Grab by the fuzz, well I was
Caught by the Fuzz. I do that every time I play that. It's just the funny way he says it. He's from Oxford, affects some sort of Cockney accent. But, you know, he's probably only about 17 at the time, and the record label probably told him to do it. So, you know, what are you going to do? Right, what's the theme for tonight's show? Tonight's show is all about, because we're bang on the pulse of everything, aren't we? Obviously. And Oasis, they're doing a tour. Don't know if you've heard. I'm not going, not interested. But a lot of people are. And they're announcing their support acts. And there were sort of rumours going around, and one of them has definitely been announced today. So I thought what I would do is I would talk about the support acts that happened at Nebworth, which is, you know, back in 96, August 96, the support acts then, and how they compare to the support acts now. So there's going to be, bear with me, because the support acts in for Nebworth were somewhat eclectic. And we're going to start with Saturday, 10th of August, 1996. Were you there? Let me know. It started off with the bootleg Beatles. And I thought, can I get away with playing the Beatles? Of course I can. It can play the Beatles anytime you want. And it wasn't the actual Beatles, but it was the bootleg Beatles. So this is what kicked Nebworth off completely. And this is, I think, this is the song. It's my favourite Beatles song. It's the best Beatles song. I know that's going to cause some controversy. But I think this is the Beatles trying to do Britpop.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad Brian's listening because, Brian, we played you some Electricity at the start. And Brian says, I totally agree. It's their best song, definitely. I didn't think when I said what the Beatles' best song was that some people would actually agree with me. No doubt I'll get hit with a torrent of abuse on Twitter, but bring it on. I love it. Right. We're talking about so that was the Beatles. They started off with the bootleg Beatles. They probably will have played that one, won't they? Come Together All Over Me. Or the lyrics or something like that, I'm pretty sure. So that was it. Then, right, I'm going to have to play some Chemical Brothers. I know we're just going to have to grit our teeth and go through it, like everybody had to do at Nebworth. Let's listen to this song and go and think about our life choices. And then after, on the other side of that, will be some proper Britpop.
Hits from the 1990s.
Can't do it. Can't do it. It's terrible. I know I said I'd do it. I'm sorry, guys. If you like the Chemical Brothers, go off and listen to it on Spotify. It shouldn't be. It doesn't belong here. I don't know what Oasis were thinking, but anyway, that's what they were. After the Chemical Brothers, no doubt you all went to the toilet or whatever, it was Ocean Colour Scene.
Never saw it as the start. It's more change of heart. Rapping on the windows, whistling down the chimney pot. Blowing out the dust in the room where I forgot. I laid my plans in solid rock. Stepping through the door like a troubadour, whining just an hour away. Looking at the trees on the roadside, feeling it's a holiday. But you and I should ride the coast and wind up in our favorite coast. Sucking on the number 10, rolling on the floor with the cigarette buns won't in. I miss the crush and I'm home again. Stepping through the door with a night and star whining just an hour away. Stepping to the sky and the star bright, feeling it's a brighter day.
That's more like it, isn't it? I mean, can you imagine Chemical Brothers? What were they thinking? But I remember when he was interviewed before Nebworth, people were saying to Noel, because they were all interested in what he was doing and the direction of Oasis, because that's how big they were. And they were saying, oh, what kind of music you listen to at the moment? And he was like, oh, I'm listening to a bit of dance music. He didn't say it in that accent. He obviously did it in some sort of northern accent, but I wouldn't even dream to attempt. And you know, obviously that was him lining up the lineup, if you like, for Nebworth, Chemical Brothers. It must have been some sort of I don't know, something to do with a record label. So the Bootleg Beatles were 2 till 2.30, Chemical Brothers 3 to 3.45, Ocean Colour Scene 4.15 to 5 o'clock. And then it was the Manics. The Manic Street Preachers had a whole hour. Back on with the stupid dance music. That's it. From 7 till 8 p.m., The Prodigy. I don't mind a bit of Prodigy, especially early 90s. You know, once The Fat of the Land came out, you think, yeah, you can just about get away with Prodigy. So I promise I won't be ending this one early like I did with the Chemical Brothers. You're the Victim.
Hits from the 1990s.
Prodigy. And then what happened? Oasis came on for the start of the headline act for the first night. 2 hours of Oasis. Here's a bit of cigarettes and alcohol.
My imagination, are the finest fact.
And then it all started again. That was Saturday night done. And then it moved on to Sunday. And here's the lineup on Sunday. So it says Gates at 12 o'clock. Everybody was there well before 12. And then Cooler Shaker, 2 till 2.30. Dread Zone, 3 till 3.45. Cast, 4.15 to 5 o'clock. The Charlatans, 5.30 to 6.30. Manic Street Preachers, 7 till 8. And then Oasis. So let's run through that, shall we? This one's from Majid. He loves a bit of Cooler Shaker. Cooler Shaker, they will have rocked it, won't they? Now, next up were Dread Zone. I'm not going to play Dread Zone because, but for that one song, can't even remember its name. That was okay, but the rest of it is dreadful, so I'm not playing that. Next is Cast, and that brings us to the whole purpose of this show. Cast, it is rumoured, are going to be supporting Oasis, and another band are going to be supporting Oasis at the upcoming gigs next summer. If you've got tickets, if you haven't, like me, no one cares, do they? But Cast also played at Nebworth. That would be lovely if they were also supporting this time around. They played 4:15 to 5 o'clock, and I'm going to go a slightly more downbeat one. Love the melodies on this one. Four Walls. Four Walls off Cast's brilliant debut album. So that was Cast. They'd followed Dread Zone, so then Cast, and then a bit of The Charlatans. I can't remember The Charlatans being there, but I bloody love a bit of The Charlatans. Tim Burgess up there. They're still out touring. That's the beauty of this. Cast are still out. Charlatans are still out. Manix are still out. They're all out there, and Oasis are back. So let's have some Charlatans. This is one of my favourites, Just Looking.
Taking you back to the 90s.
Just looking.
Now, I don't know who the Manics had to sleep with in order to get on both Saturday and Sunday, but they did. Manic Street Preachers, 7 to 8. I'm not going to play another Manics, but I am going to play another Oasis, because you've got to pretend, haven't you? You've got to pretend there for Saturday and Sunday. And I was there at Nebworth. As Liam said, this is history. And, you know, I was there. Loads of other people were as well. Which is why I'm not too bothered about missing this time, because also I heard at the Joshua fight, I heard Liam try and sing. It's probably going to be terrible live now, but don't want to say too much more, because he'll probably come and smash my head in. But when I was there at Nebworth, what I think this next song was the best song. They came on with violins and everything, and it was brilliant. It was one of those where you just looked up to the sky and just thought, this is amazing. This is living it. This is whatever.
Yeah.
I hope you listen to that with your headphones, noise cancelling headphones on, really loud. Just imagining you're in that field back at Nebworth with the violins going on. It was brilliant. And I also hope you were singing Octopus's Garden on the background, just like Noel did on the night. It's just, I can't help but do it. And I had to keep checking that I didn't have the microphone up while I was doing it because I was going to embarrass myself from doing it. Right, now, in the official programme, it said Cooler Shaker, Dread Zone, Cast, The Charlatans, Manic Street Preachers, Oasis, and at 10:30 it said Fireworks. I'm pretty sure they meant this. That entire show, all to announce that Richard Ashcroft is supporting Oasis in their upcoming gigs. All of that for that. I think it was worth it, though. He played some bangers tonight, looking back. Yeah, that's right. Richard Ashcroft, I think cast star as well. Not sure that's been officially confirmed. It's Richard Ashcroft, not Verve. Richard Ashcroft. And it'll do. It'll do. Anyway, thanks for listening. As always, see you on the flip side.
All this talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my love, like a cat in a bag waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down, and I hope you're thinking of me as you lay down on your side. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. But I know I'm on the losing streak as I pass down my old street. And if you wanna show, just let me know and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. This baby, coming to just like you say.